For Sunday, October 14th, 2018, welcome to Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Helena, Montana. We are a member church of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. And today we are going to hear from a guest pastor, Pastor John Cross. But first, let's begin with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel is written in the sixth chapter of St. Matthew. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where neither thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Here ends the reading. Please be seated. Friends in Christ, grace and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus. It's good to be back here again. I know I like to say when people see me, I'm a friendly guy, but since I've done capital campaigns, people get just a little nervous when I show up. So there's nothing new going on. I'm just here as kind of a check-in partway through, so just relax here to preach the gospel. I think I first preached in the old church somewhere around 20 years ago. I don't remember exactly why I did or whereby, but I've been kind of in and around here. So I've always felt that I'm a friend of the congregation. I've helped lead the last two capital campaigns, debt reduction campaigns. And I've always found our Redeemers to be bold, committed, fun, unpredictable, faithful, hospitable, and mission-minded. There are a lot of other words you could use, but those came to mind. There's a 91-year-old member of the tiny little country church I serve east of Pullman, Washington, and he likes to say in church, he says, "Pastor, thank you for you." And so knowing all the ministry that you've done through the years, and those of you who are newer here that you're joining in with, I want to say from the outside, thank you for you. You have done and continue to do good work in the kingdom. And you are making a difference in this world. Sometimes when you're in the midst of us, we forget that, how important a church is. You are important. Well, I went to this little country church almost 7 years ago, and I'm no cowboy. I grew up in Ohio, got this kind of cherub round face, and I sure don't look a cowboy, but one of the members did buy me a pair of cowboy boots. He says, "You wear those, but don't go any further. No cowboy hat." I couldn't ride a horse very well, so I did that. When I asked for a call when I graduated from seminary many years ago, I asked for one in Ohio, and I got a call to Prescott, Arizona. Close enough, God, you know, same country, and enjoyed that time out in the West. And it's always fun to be in places like Montana. Little known fact, Prescott, Arizona was the territorial capital of Arizona before Arizona became a state in 1912. Since then, I've lived in the Phoenix area, Portland, Oregon, Sedona, Arizona, and most recently out in the wheat fields. I knew I was out west again when I'd been there about 2 months, and I was invited to a branding out north of town. It was out in the field. Once a year, they do a symbolic older branding where they have the fires going, and just like it used to be. And I, of course, acted like I'd been there before, but I hadn't. But I was just watching everything going on. It was amazing. Afterwards, they had a party with 150 people. I don't know where they came from. Seems like there's nobody around there. Lots of enchiladas and pulled pork, and we had music from a group called Wiley in the Wild West, And Wiley Gustafson used to live there, and some of you may know him because he's kind of based out of Conrad, Montana. I've heard him at Cowboy Poetry events, so kind of a small connection there between Montana. I remember once we had some humor in church, which I know you have here, and one of the old Norwegians, whose grandfather started the church in that generation, said, "It's nice to have a laugh in church." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "How was it back in the old days?" He said, "Pastor, it wasn't that people didn't laugh at church. People didn't smile at church." Those Norwegians were pretty serious folks. But anyway, it's good to be here. A few years ago, and this was kind of the story leads into the sermon theme today, I was a consultant for a small Lutheran church. It was in an urban area out west. They were focused on serving the poor. 5 days a week, they served over 200 people, many of them homeless in their fellowship hall. But they had one problem. The building where they were feeding these people was in bad shape. You turn on this light and that one go over. It was a fire hazard. They were going to be shut down. I came in as a consultant to this little church. They needed to raise close to $1 million, and we tried for half of that in the first round. And we talked about it, but here was a church that just hated to spend money on themselves. They said, we got to give to the poor. We got to give all this. And so we were talking about that, trying to work it out. And finally, one lady stood up and said, you know, if we don't get this building fixed, we're not going to be feeding anybody here in 2 or 3 years. And then one thing led to another, and somebody came up with a theme, and it was for the campaign, build home base to run the race. We have to have, they had to have home base strong, that is, a building that worked and so they could serve food. And running the race was like what Paul talked about in the lesson today, running the race well. That would be all the ministry they did. Well, that became the rallying cry for that church, and it was a wonderful campaign. They raised close to $500,000, this little church. I was happy, almost amazed, but happy. And I checked up in them like I'm doing with you, and I thought I'd do the second campaign. This is a side note. And the pastor said, "You won't believe what happened." I said, "What happened?" "You remember so-and-so?" I said, "Yeah, it was a nice lady. She actually cried when she met with me." He says, "I don't really have any money, Pastor. I feel bad." And I said, "Don't worry about it." I said, and I don't know why I said this. I said, "Some people give, you know, in their will if you don't have family and just threw it out, you know." And well, it turned out she passed away and gave $500,000 to the church and eliminated the debt. And that church is just soaring. It was a great story. Build home base to run the race. And I think that's a situation that this church is in, and really every church. We want to do ministry, and you do it well. I go through the lists of the various ministries you have. It's a beautiful thing. But we also have to take care of the home base, the church, the annual fund, the Join the Journey. I'll talk about more in a minute. But building home base is important. So I want to share that in two parts. And one of them is a personal one. If I want to run the race, that is do ministry in my life, I have to build home base, take care of myself. How do we take care of ourselves? In some ways, I do well. In some ways, I don't do very well. My son says, "You need to stay out of the kitchen a little more. I'm a good exerciser, but I eat too much, so I'm carrying a little weight." That's not good. But I pray. I'm medically pretty good. So we have to take care of ourselves, and part of that is spiritual, and part of that is your time coming here. You got up this morning, you came in, you hear great music, you're going to have communion, hearing a sermon. That's part of building your home base, building who you are as a person in Christ, so you can then run the race, you can do ministry. Another way of saying it, we hear that we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. As a friend of mine used to say, on a bad day, look out, neighbor. Sometimes we don't love ourselves very well, so how can we love our neighbor? So part of building home base personally is to take care of ourselves spiritually, physically, in every way that we can, through exercise and prayer and all that we do. Paul said in our lesson that you heard read, "I fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." And another way of saying that was the gospel lesson, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." There was someone who once said, "There would be no sense in saying you trusted Jesus if you don't take his advice." And I would say that's pretty good advice for us to take, is to not worry so much about the treasures on this earth. But when we think about it and when we're honest, what do we worry about? We worry about treasures on this earth. We worry about our bills and all the things that plague us. And how much time do we think about the treasures in heaven? And so hopefully coming to this church, in fact, I know, is building your home base. It gives you a spiritual blessing so you can go out and serve. Being an active part of this church is good for you. Even the psalm, and I love the way you did it with the singing, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Waking up in the morning sometimes, just hearing a psalm like Psalm 100 or reading through it. Sometimes I'll read a favorite psalm when I get up in the morning. It reminds me of who I am and whose I am. I belong to God. Well, the second part of this is build home base for the church. And that's where the congregation fits in. You do an amazing job. I was just looking through some of the paperwork as I remember, and I'm missing some, but you have preschool, youth groups, food share, hunger team, family promise, music ministry, sow in love, women's ministry, Sunday school, WOW, council committees, join the journey, and a lot more. So you are running the race, and you're making a difference. Somebody here mentioned to me, and I wrote this down. I thought it was a good quote. I won't tell you who it was. He said, why wouldn't we do everything possible? Why wouldn't we do everything possible that we could to serve the Lord and support the church? Why wouldn't we? What would stop us? I think it was C.S. Lewis who made this quote famous. He said, Christianity, if false, would be of no importance, and Christianity, if true, would be of infinite importance. And then he said, the one thing it cannot be is moderately important. My experience with you is that you believe that Christianity is of infinite importance. You take it seriously. You do good work. You here at this church run the race like your Christian faith is so important. I'm here today primarily to preach and also as part of the Join the Journey program. Many of you know that, hopefully you know that Join the Journey is really the way that you build home base. That's how you make your mortgage payment here at the church. And without that, running the race is going to be hard eventually. So all the money that's giving to that makes a huge difference in the world. Keep running. You are doing it well. And you are an encourager. I remember one time, and I promised Pastor Arnie, last time I preached, I used some bicycle analogy because I've done a lot of that, but just one little analogy, and it connects to you. Back in the day, I was in a ride, and I had a certain time that I wanted to reach. It was in California. It was from the sea up to a mountain, and I was partway up there, and a buddy of mine who was a better rider than I was with me, but he had a bad knee, and sort of near the top of the mountain, I'll never forget, he slowed down. He came behind me, and he said, John, I know you can get there on your time. He says, go get him. And he put his palm, sort of, I don't know how he did this while he's riding his bike, but he literally put his palm sort of at the bottom of my back and said, go do it. I know you can do it. And I symbolically felt that palm for the next 50 miles of the ride, and I did happen to make it. That was back in the day, but I think in your church, you who come here to church or regulars, you can be that encourager to keep building home base here. You can be the ones with your giving and your serving. You make a difference. One of the difficult things in the church is we live in a point in time and we see where we are. The church still has a large debt here. But you look at the big picture. Did you know that next year, 60 years is coming up as a church? 60 years? Anybody been here 60 years? Anybody been here 50 years? 40 years? 30 years? 20 years? 10 years? 5? 1 year? That's a lot of ministry, and you're doing a lot of good. A good Bible verse about building home base comes from Galatians 6. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong in the family of faith. Friends in Christ, I urge you to build home base. Personally, take care of your spiritual side. I know the opportunities that are here at this church: Bible studies, spiritual growth, service opportunities everywhere. Take advantage, run that race. But keep growing inside personally. Keep reading that Bible. Keep coming to church. Keep building up who you are. Because when churches stop doing that and individuals stop doing that, then they get weary. And Paul said, let us not become weary in doing good. So in conclusion, one of the things I want to say to you is there's a word of hope. You know, it was mentioned Barnabas in one of the lessons today, that all the people in the early church, they were helping out. They were helping all the widows and the needy and folks. And it said Barnabas went out and sold a field, got the money and took it and laid it down at the feet of the apostles. Now that was an encouraging word. That's somebody kind of pushing you up the mountain. So go sell a field. Probably you won't do that, but I sincerely ask, and you got plenty of time, don't ignore this. This is encouragement. This is hope. This keeps the home base of this church strong. This church is so important to the community. If you were gone from the community, if this church were not here, there would be a huge gap. So keep on going. It's not easy being the church sometime when they're in the midst of it and we have bills to pay and challenges to make, but you're doing well, and I'm here to say that hope is alive, and hope is in you. Hope comes from Jesus Christ. There are many discouragers in life, but few encouragers. Be one of those encouragers. There's a proverb that illustrates that. It says, Proverbs 11, there's one who gives freely, yet gains more, and another who withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper, and the one who refreshes will be refreshed. You have refreshed a lot of people in this church. And I just want to thank everybody. I've known Pastor Kendra for a long time, all since she was here, and Pastor Arnie and I have become not only colleagues but friends in Christ, and all the other staff that work so hard. But you don't give to encourage them because they're on the same team. Everybody's working together to keep this church strong. So build the home base. That would be supporting the general budget. Join the Journey is really your fun. That's the base. And that'll allow you to run the race and to do all these things that you love to do and which are so important. Thanks, as my friend of 91-year-old friends, thank you for being you. Thank you for being faithful. And please be an encouragement to the ministry. 60 years is a long time, but 60 years from now, you know what? This church is still going to be here, still going to be ministering, still going to be making a difference in Helena and around the world. And that's because during your era, you were faithful to the gospel. So build home base and run the race. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the weekly Our Redeemer's Lutheran podcast. We publish weekly Wednesday mornings, and it contains the previous Sunday's gospel reading and pastor's sermon. For more information about our church, please visit www.ourredeemerlives.org. Weekly services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday mornings. Thank you for listening, and have a Christ-filled day.